Hello and welcome to the Friday, June 1st, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's take a look at diaries. First diary I actually wrote today is about SCADA at home, in particular medical devices. SCADA at home will be a little series of diaries. Whenever it's my turn, I'll probably publish a little bit more about this. I call it all these devices that you have at home that call back to some server across the internet. This time I looked at medical-related devices like blood pressure monitors, scales, and activity monitors, like these little step counters. Probably going to also cover thermostats and other similar devices that you use to control various things at home. Home automation, sort of maybe another term to put this. I really see this in particular as far as internet-connected devices are concerned, exploding over the last year. Home automation is nothing new, but typically those were sort of isolated systems and not necessarily connected to the internet. The two main consistent problems I see with these devices are, first of all, transport encryption, where the device does not use SSL to actually connect back to the server to report its measurement or to pull new configuration. The second part of this is authentication, where the device uses just its serial number to authenticate itself to the server. In this diary, I do have a couple of examples of what the traffic looks like that you see from these devices. Essentially, all HTTP calling various web services. So take a look if you're interested in these devices. Then there are two diaries that really cover stories that we already discussed here in the podcast, so not going to waste any time on that. First one was the NASA SSL certificate issue. I don't know what the actual man-in-the-middle attack part was. A couple of people asked about that. And then just a little diary about the Flame or Flamer malware and why it's not really all that important. But let's see what we have in other news. New version of Sandbox IE. We haven't really talked about that tool much lately, but certainly still a very valuable tool. So if you're using it, take a look at version 3.7, which was just released. And Apple released an iOS security guide. Now, this is not a hardening guide. It lists all the different security features that you have available in the latest version of iOS, like, for example, how applications are sandboxed, what kind of crypto algorithms you have available and such. So while not a hardening guide, I think if you are working on sort of assessing risks of iOS devices, it's very helpful to have. It's also very helpful to have for your own hardening guide because it kind of lists all the features that you have available to harden iOS. And then more Middle Eastern malware. Turns out that Citizen Lab found a version of the sensor bypass tool Simurgh that comes with a back door. So just as a reminder, whenever you install any tool, whether it is an anti-censorship tool or anything else, do verify checksums, if possible, PGP signatures to make sure they're actually valid and the program you downloaded didn't get tampered with. And McAfee came up with a report that states that 17% of Windows PCs either have antivirus disabled or not installed at all. So that's about one in every six PCs. I actually would think that more PCs than that don't have any meaningful protection, meaning that they may have antivirus, but they haven't updated it in the last couple of years. The rate in the United States is actually a little bit worse than globally. According to McAfee, again, 19.3% of consumers in the United States do not have any basic security software. And if you are on Facebook, you may have seen Facebook's new timeline. Now, this is a somewhat controversial feature, and malware authors are now offering a removal tool that will get rid of the timeline for your account. Of course, that's not what it's doing. Instead, it will just install Adware. Interestingly, the terms of service that come with the Adware are written in Turkish, and no English translation is actually available. Sophos has a nice write-up about this with more details, and I'll add the URL to the show notes. Anyway, this is it. Don't forget, next week, June 6th, is IPv6 Day. We do have a midnight, actually, webcast planned for June 6th. And also, don't forget the IPv6 Summit, isc.sans.edu/IPv6. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.